Normally, if somebody describes a first date as being strange and unexpected, that's the introduction scene to a 7-part crime docuseries on Netflix.
Whoa.
At least that's what I picture in my head.
It went from zero to like 8,000.
Well, you know how they start.
Yeah.
She met a strange man. Next thing, something unexpected happened.
It's very vague, but
that's how things go in my head.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Today, one of our listeners said her date was strange and unexpected in a good way.
Okay, that's awesome.
Hey, that's rare.
And now she's hoping to have another. Her name is Taylor. Taylor, you like it strange?
It was really weird. It was a first, all right. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I'm excited to hear about this.
She sounded happy about it.
I'm scared.
So yeah. What's the name of the guy that you went out with? What's his name?
Murphy. I met him online.
Murphy. Okay.
Murphy.
I mean, strange things always happen from online.
Yeah. So what did you and Murphy do?
So we started out, we were just going to have like coffee and walk around the park a little bit.
Right. Okay. It's a good get-to-know-you date.
Yeah, we just wanted to keep it casual and get to know each other, you know.
Okay.
Until something unexpected happened.
Stop! Scary! I mean, really, honestly, like, what could happen that would make it so strange? Yeah. This wasn't at, like, 2 in the morning or anything that you were doing this, right? It was daylight.
Yeah, it was, like, we met at 2.
Okay.
And he seemed, like, really fun and comfortable to hang out with. You know, I felt like I could, like, really kind of be myself around him.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
It is. Honestly is what
right
you should
away.
Strive for in every relationship.
Yeah. So when did things start to turn?
It wasn't even awkward at all. So then we're sitting on the bench, and like he was like on the phone, and his eyes got really wide, and I couldn't really hear what was going on. But all I could hear was he goes, "Don't worry, I'll handle it."
Okay.
Don't worry.
Oh,
I'll
so he was. I mean, he took the phone call then, right in front of you.
Yeah, but he said, hold on, I got to take this. This is important.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that could be anything, though.
Yeah, but you don't answer a call on a date unless it's big.
Yeah.
But even handling stuff, what's a good thing that you can handle?
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to help someone hide a body.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? I was like,
hey, go buy your grandma flowers. Like, I'll handle it.
Maybe he's got a library fine, and he means, I'll handle it, don't worry.
Still, doesn't fit, bro.
I don't know.
Who gets library fines anymore, Brooke?
It could be innocent.
Okay, well, what happened?
So it turned out that it was his brother-in-law, and so his sister was going into early labor. She was about to have a baby, like, any second.
Oh, my gosh.
And he'll handle the birth? What is he talking about?
I'll handle the baby.
Yeah.
Well, the brother-in-law was freaking out because he hadn't painted the baby's room yet.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh.
So what did he do? Like, he meant that he's going to go paint the baby's room?
So I thought he was just going to leave, but he actually said to me, hey, do you want to come paint the baby's room with me? And I'm like, right now? Like,
I think that's cute.
It was cute.
It was cute.
I hope they let air out.
Really?
That baby's going to get
hot. Oh my God.
You would be, if a guy asked you to go paint a room for your date,
okay,
you'd be up for it?
I wouldn't paint, but I'd like sit in the room while he did.
Oh my God. Alexis.
That's hard labor.
Right. Think of babies.
Moving a brush up and down. Yeah, I would totally do it. I think it's darling.
So boring. Taylor, is that what you did? Did you actually do that?
I actually did it.
Wow.
And we ended up having some drinks and, like, we got some pizza while we were doing it. And we were having, like, so much fun.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You painted his sister's baby room for free and this guy is not calling you back?
Hey, he's paid her in pizza.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is. But it turned out to be so much fun. Like, I was over there for 3 hours with him, just hanging out. Like,
okay,
it was
that,
so much
3 hours
fun.
Is a long time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything in that span that maybe didn't go so well?
You know, I have been going over and over it in my mind, and I can't think of anything I did or said wrong, or I didn't have spinach in my teeth. Like,
instead of doing your paint strokes up and down, did you do them side to side like a noob?
Ooh, not getting the call back now.
Oh, man. You need to do the all over, the chaos method.
Oh,
looks bad.
You were thinking with the roller.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know if she had one of those.
No, but like, maybe you were just like friend zoned. Did it feel too like hang out and less date?
No, because at the end we did kiss.
Oh.
Maybe he really likes his friends.
As long as you didn't make baby jokes, you're probably good.
Yeah.
What kind of baby jokes did you make?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I just wouldn't want someone to talk about babies to me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Well,
we definitely have a mystery on our hands right now, Taylor. Mm. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back.
An unsolved mystery
for sure.
Right.
When we come back after the break, we're going to find out. Was it the paint?
No.
What happened with the mysterious baby that never materialized after the date?
That sounds really bad, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like we should call a homicide team or something.
I gotta write these out more before I say stuff. Well, hold on, Taylor. We'll be right back.